Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus after a 1-1 week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' 44-33 win over Republic County on the road. Your first win as the head coach for Valley Heights, so congrats on that. But kind of going into the details of this game, you guys were able to spread the love quite a bit in terms of your scores are concerned. Your overall thoughts on that win?
It was kind of a dogfight. It was a scrappy game. Republic County, they played really hard. I got to give it to them. They played a really tough game. And first half, you know, it was back and forth. It was us getting a bucket, them getting a bucket, us getting a stop, them getting a stop, and it was just a dogfight overall. Second half, we kind of turned it up a little bit, turned up the intensity, and we started getting things going a little more and find ourselves getting more stops. And we got up to, like, I think it was a 10 or 12 point lead, and we were able to hold that lead. So pretty good performance from our guys, and I'm pretty pleased with them. So
yeah, this was a really good defensive effort for you guys as well. What were some things that you guys were doing right on the defensive side of the basketball?
Yeah, we were pressuring the ball, and we were getting turnovers. We've been working on it in practice, and they've been bringing more intensity, and practices have been getting a lot better, and they've been working hard. So 33 points, you know, we held them to, which is really good. That's kind of been the story all year. You know, we've been holding teams in the 40s and 30s, 40s, low 50s, which is really good. So maybe if we can start amping up our offense a little more, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of transitioning that into Tuesday's game versus Frankfurt. You guys fall in this one 43-27. It was kind of a struggle offensively, like you were kind of alluding to. Royce Ekstrom had a solid first quarter. He had two big three-pointers to get you guys some offense and just 11 first-half points for you guys. The third quarter, you guys' offense was able to ramp it up with Ekstrom once again getting on the scoreboard a few times. And then the fourth quarter, a couple missed free throws, a couple missed shots, and this game might have been a little bit different.
For sure. We held them to 14 points and a half. That's really good. We came in with a game plan, and the guys executed it, and that's all I can ask for. So they played really hard. You know, it just came down to a few free throws, and like I said, that's something that we can work on and we can get better at, and we'll be in a really good spot. So.
And you guys finish up your 2023 part of the schedule at home against Donovan West, a team that has in the past struggled, but this year they've seemed to be more competitive. So this is kind of a team that is they're very small. They shoot really well from beyond the three-point line. How do you think that'll really test you guys on the defensive side?
Yeah, I think there'll be a test for sure. But coming in, it's same expectations. You know, it's a game that we believe we can win, and we're coming with everything we got. So I'm excited for Friday.
It should be a good test, and then you guys will enter the 2024 part of your schedule after that. As well. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You as well.
That was Valley Heights boys head basketball coach Drew Honus here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.